23 minutes past the hour. We're Daybreak USA. Good morning. Welcome to America's original radio news magazine. I'm Scott West, Bobby Collins, and Christy Gahilo are on board. He's the founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. He's an author of the Blind Vision series, and he joins us this morning as we are closing out 2010 to talk about what Democrats and Republicans could be doing together to create more jobs. Curtis Greco, welcome to Daybreak USA. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Scott West. Good morning to you.
Now, before we begin, talk about this three-volume series you've written, Blind Vision, and encapsulize for us what the Blind Vision series of books, three of them, were written to do.
The Blind Vision series is my attempt at making a strategic response to what I've observed as some significant failures along the way of governing a country the size of the United States. I have a statement that just simply says this: what government does today is make a political response to a structural problem the government creates. And the result of that is not only the political environment that we see that gives response or life to responses that require, such as the Tea Party movement, but also it creates the environment that you and I face and the rest of our fellow Americans face that is creating a systemic and potentially catastrophic economic environment for this nation. It's my outlook from years of experience in banking, finance, real estate, and my background in public accounting, and took a slightly different view, or I should say a dramatically different view, that I think that the public should pay attention to. I think that I got tired of hearing people say somebody ought to do something about it, but then when I looked at what the media was feeding the public as far as what was happening and the why that it was occurring, you could clearly see that the public was being largely misinformed. And so I just simply, for various reasons, from encouraged by different organizations that I speak in front of, people would ask me, say, "This is incredible information you're passing out, Curtis. Where can I get one of your books?" Well, at that point, I hadn't written a book. And so with the help of some folks and my publisher and so on, we sat down and we put some thoughts to pen and ink onto paper. And so we created the Blind Vision series. It's a three-book set that talks about basic American economic or basic American fundamentals. In book one, that's called We Hold These Truths. Book two is Value Given, Value Received, which takes an economic look at the United States from the late 1800s through the present time. And we close with book three, Valor and Prosperity. And Valor and Prosperity is a book that just simply talks about, if you're serious about this thing that we hold to be true, and that economics economic independence is valid and is a valid economic engine, then we have some specific things that we can do to revitalize it. And so that's what book three specifically says. They're not long books. They're about 150 pages each, very readable, some engaging commentary, and, that's basically it.
Well, jobs are on the minds of millions of Americans. We're at a time of the season, where economics and the ability to participate in Christmas and all the gift-giving that it entails and the commercialization that, let's face it, is a very strong part of what people identify with this time of year. It means that as we enter 2011, folks are looking at their prospects, they're reading the predictions, they're hearing what the media has to say about the economic state of affairs. The question becomes, where will those jobs come from? And in your view, how should both sides of the aisle work together to create them?
Well, this is the beauty of our country, and that is that we can, one of Alexander Tocqueville made a great comment and an observation in the United States, and he says, and I'll paraphrase it quickly, one of the great great traits of the United States that makes it an extraordinary country is its ability to correct its faults. So you're absolutely right. Your cue is absolutely extraordinary. It's not a Democratic-Republican response. That is the flaw in our system of government that creates partisanship, that produces results that we see in this last session of Congress, where we're focusing on START treaties, we're focusing on, omnibus spending bills with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, tax deals. But if we notice, not a single thing is being done to do the very critical business of this nation, and that is focus on what makes this country work and what puts money in the pockets of people so that they are gainfully employed in a productive environment, being economically independent. So what are the things that we can do that I would encourage the government to do? Because it's important for the public to remember, for all of us to remember, is that government is not an economic enterprise. Anything that the government does as far as distributing wealth, it occurs first by taking it or creating it through the monetary process. But when it gets to the individuals, the folks that live and breathe, that is the actual component of the U.S. economy that generates true wealth. And let's know that out of a $16 billion, $17 billion GDP, only $3 trillion of it, $17 trillion GDP, only $3 trillion of it is actually wealth-creating economic vitality, and that's the manufacturing, industrial, agricultural base of the economy. What we need to do is get government back into doing what government can do and should be doing to protect, preserve, and enhance the inalienable rights of the American public. So here's some examples. One of the first things I would do that I recommend doing is incentivize the tax code to job and investment, target job and investment functions. I would think we need to look at union reform, not union as far as the existence of unions, but the existence of unions as a mandate that basically requires the U.S. industry to burden an overbite of a non-economic function, that is the unions, that ladens the economic function with an unnecessary and mandated, by the way. So I think
Curtis,
we need to do it.
Curtis Greco, unfortunately we're out of time. Can you hang on for one more segment? 32 minutes past the hour on Daybreak USA, extending our conversation with Curtis Greco, founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation and the Blind Vision Series. Curtis, first of all, thanks for being with us. This is kind of our lightning round segment. I wanted you to finish your thought about what the government needs to do and what the public needs to know, especially when it comes to creating more jobs. You were talking about optional union participation.
Absolutely. And again, because I think that one of the things that we don't realize is that unions, like government, creates an aggregate burden to the economic process. The next thing I'd look at, and I'm going to fly through these because I know we're racing through this, and I want to give you some good content. So number three, we need to target and incentivize domestic enterprise. We need to look at creating trade policies that actually benefit the U.S. instead of burdening the U.S. economic system. We need to look at legal reform in the judicial review, malpractice, and prosecutorial misconduct issues. We need to look at cutting and restructuring government administrative overbite. And I think the other thing and I've got a list of these that are included in the Blind Vision series, but I think one of the critical things that's over the horizon that we have really got to focus on, which can create an economic boom for this country, and that is we need to target sustainable energy development. And I'm not talking about wind farms and solar panels on the roof of your hybrid. I mean actually finding ways to replace some of this economic burden that's being created with some of these bizarre concepts like ethanol, where you're adding $1.67 in federal subsidies and state subsidies to every gallon of ethanol that's being used to attempt to either blend or replace fuel. Why is this important? Because one of the things we need to remember is that what made the U.S. economy so potent in the 20s through into the 60s was the relative abundance and cheap energy source. And in order to reclaim that positioning, we're going to have to address that sooner or later. And some of the approaches that we're doing is really just political pablum for the public to give a false sense of accomplishment, much like what government does in its normal course, particularly at the federal level. And
that's all the time we have on this segment, but you know what? We're going to put a bookmark in this, and in 2011, we look forward to a chance to resume the conversation, and we're going to have to thank Greg Stebbins for connecting us. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much. Your work is extraordinary, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be with you.